Today we're asking you to dig deep for a quick geo quiz. The clues come from a remote area down under, a place where a new mineral was recently discovered. It's called putnesite, and it was found on volcanic rock in Western Australia. Miners were prospecting for nickel and gold, and then one of them noticed some bright pinkish-purple crystals. He sent a sample to the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization for analysis, and it turned out to be something mineralogists hadn't seen before. Needless to say, putnesite is unusual. It's made up of a rare combination of elements: strontium, calcium, chromium, sulfur, carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen, and named after husband and wife mineralogists Andrew and Christine Putness. Christine Putness spoke with us from the European Geosciences Union meeting in Vienna.
Well, of course, it's an honor to have a mineral named after you, and I probably didn't think we deserved it, but we accepted because it was proposed by people that we know and have worked with in Adelaide in Australia, and I'm actually Australian. And so we have a sample of it. It's a very, very small sample at just a couple of millimetres, or maybe even less than that. It's, it doesn't grow into big crystals. It's a purpley-pink colour and pretty, very pretty.
Now putnesite joins the list of the 4,000 other known mineral species, but don't expect to find it at your local jeweler or New Age crystal shop. Christine Putness again.
When we were first asked whether they could name it after us, my husband's first question was, well, can I make a ring out of it? And of course, that was a joke, and it's not possible to make jewelry out of something that's so soft.
So putnesite isn't going to replace that sought-after mineral, the diamond, with all its nuances and facets. Putnesite is just tiny and purple. But hey, tiny and purple can be a great combination, right?
Purple rain.
Before we get to the break, the answer to that geo quiz: putnesite was discovered in a remote area in Australia called the Polar Bear Peninsula.